The following sermon is brought to you by Springville South Church of Christ. For more information, please visit www.springvillesouthchurch.org.au.
Christianity is not a philosophy. You can practice any major religion in this world without its central figure and it'll go on. But one thing you know, you cannot have Christianity without Christ. You cannot have Christianity without Christ. Because Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with a living and a loving and a merciful God. Christianity is not a cult. Christianity is not a creed. Christianity is not a cause. Christianity is not even a church. Christianity is Christ Himself.
So today we have a wonderful, joyful occasion. The baptism of Ning. And there are two ordinances or sacraments of the church which Jesus Christ left us with. One is communion, which we just celebrated just before. And the second one is water baptism. So before we actually baptize Ning shortly, we'll look at what the Bible says about water baptism. Questions such as, what is the meaning of water baptism? Who should be baptized? And how should we be baptized? So let's begin in prayer as before we answer those questions. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful day. We thank you for all your blessings and goodness towards us. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for the salvation you offer to us. That you died on the cross for our sins. And are alive now. And Lord, as we come to your word now about baptism, we just pray that your spirit be amongst us. That you convict our hearts. And give us understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
To begin with, let's look at a passage in Luke chapter 23. And we'll read Luke chapter 23 from verses 32 to 43. And so I'll read that in English first. Yeah. Luke 23 from verse 32. And this is when Jesus Christ was to be crucified on the cross for our sins. So verse 32 of Luke 23. Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him, with Jesus Christ. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise."
សូមអានជូនលូកាចំពុក23ខ32ទៅ43គេក៏នាំចោលកំណាចពីរនាក់ទៅសម្លាប់ជាមួយនឹងទ្រង់ដែរការមកដល់កន្លែងដែលហៅថាភ្នំលលាក្បាលហើយគេឆ្កាងទ្រង់នៅទីនោះព្រមទាំងចោលកំណាចផងម្នាក់ខាងស្ដាំម្នាក់ខាងឆ្វេងទ្រង់ហើយព្រះយេស៊ូវទ្រង់មានបន្ទូលថាអោព្រះបិតាអើយសូមអត់ទោសដល់អ្នកទាំងនេះផងត្បិតគេមិនដឹងជាគេធ្វើអ្វីទេគេក៏នាំគ្នាធ្វើឆ្នោតចាប់ព្រះពោត្រង់ចៃគ្នាហើយបណ្ដាជនដែលឈរមើលនិងពួកនាមើលដែលឈរជាមួយក៏បន្ទោសត្រង់ថាវាបានជួយសង្គ្រោះមនុស្សឯទៀតបើវាជាព្រះគ្រីស្ទជាអ្នករើសតាំងរបស់ព្រះមែននោះឲ្យវាជួយសង្គ្រោះខ្លួនវាទៅពួកទីហានក៏បង្អាប់ត្រង់ដែរហើយគេយកទឹកខ្មេះចូលទៅចិត្តថ្វាយត្រង់ដោយថាបើឯងជាស្ដេចសាសយូដាមែនចូលជួយសង្គ្រោះខ្លួនចុះហើយនៅពីលើទ្រង់មានអក្សរជាភាសាក្រិកឡាតាំងនិងហេប្រឺថានេះជាស្ដេចសាសយូដារីអាចចោលកំណាចម្នាក់ដែលជាប់ជួរវាប្រមាថមើលងាយដល់ទ្រង់ថាបើឯងជាព្រះគ្រីស្ទពិតនោះចូលជួយសង្គ្រោះខ្លួនឯងហើយនឹងយើងផងប៉ុន្តែម្នាក់ទៀតឆ្លើយបន្ទោសវាថាតើឯងមិនខ្លាចព្រះទេឬអីត្បិតឯងក៏ជាប់ទោសដូចគ្នាគេធ្វើទោសយើងត្រូវហើយត្បិតយើងត្រូវទោសចំពោះការដែលយើងប្រព្រឹត្តប៉ុន្តែព្រះអង្គនេះមិនបានធ្វើខុសអ្វីសោះរួចអ្នកនោះទូលព្រះយេស៊ូវថាព្រះអម្ចាស់អើយកាលណាចូលទៅក្នុងនគរទ្រង់សូមនឹកចាំពីទូលបង្គំផងព្រះយេស៊ូវមានបន្ទូលទៅថាខ្ញុំប្រាប់អ្នកជាប្រកាសថាថ្ងៃនេះអ្នកនឹងទៅនៅឋានបរមសុខជាមួយនឹងខ្ញុំដែរ
Does this passage say anything about water baptism?
តើនៅក្នុងកាន់កពីនេះមាននិយាយអំពីពិធីជំនុំទឹកឬទេ?
The answer is no, not directly.
ចម្លើយនេះគឺអត់មាននិយាយទេ?
But it actually tells us something very important about water baptism when we look at it.
ប៉ុន្តែមាននិយាយអំពីចំណុចសំខាន់អំពីពិធីជំនុំទឹកដែលយើងនឹងមើល។
That is, there were two thieves crucified with Jesus Christ. And it is clear that one of the thieves repented. That on his deathbed, so to speak, he put his faith in Jesus Christ. And we know this for sure from verse 43.
យើងបានឃើញពិតប្រាកដនៅខ23.
Because Jesus, in talking to this criminal, said, "Today you will be with me in paradise, in heaven."
ព្រះយេស៊ូវបានមានបន្ទូលទៅអ្នកទោសនេះថាថ្ងៃនេះឯងនឹងទៅនៅឋានបរមសុខជាមួយនឹងខ្ញុំគឺនៅឋានសួគ៌.
So was the thief saved and going to heaven?
តើចៅនោះបានសង្គ្រោះហើយទៅឋានសួគ៌ឬទេ?
Clearly, yes.
បញ្ជាក់យ៉ាងច្បាស់នោះគឺគាត់បានទៅ.
But did this thief who repented get baptized in water?
តើចៅនេះមានបានប្រែចិត្តហើយមានបានធ្វើពិធីជំនុំទឹកឬទេ?
The answer is no.
ចម្លើយថាគាត់អត់មានបានធ្វើពិធីជំនុំទឹកទេ.
He obviously had no chance to because he was on the cross and about to die.
គាត់អត់មានឱកាសដើម្បីធ្វើពិធីជំនុំទឹកទេពីព្រោះគាត់នៅលើឈើឆ្កាងហើយគាត់រៀបនឹងស្លាប់ហើយ.
Now Jesus Christ, if he'd wanted to, could have got that thief down with the help of angels, for example. And then got him water baptized before going to heaven. But of course, that didn't happen. The Bible teaches that we don't go to heaven based on whether we get baptized or not baptized. Water baptism in itself does not save anyone. So what is the importance of water baptism? Why is Ning choosing to get baptized today? So we'll look at a couple of questions to answer this. First of all, does the Bible command a believer to be baptized? And let's look at Matthew chapter 28, and these couple of verses will be familiar to many of us. So we'll read Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. And so Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age."
Amen.
So after a believer or after a person becomes a disciple or a believer in Jesus Christ,
verse 19
here says that they should be baptized in water. Notice that it's for believers in Jesus Christ. Baptism is not for infants or babies or very young children. As they cannot consciously believe and repent and follow Jesus
Christ.
Infant baptism is not in the Bible. And Jesus Christ himself was baptized at what age?
Thirty years old,
that's right. Not 1 year old or 6 months old, yeah, or anything like that, but 30 years old.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Jesus Christ did not need to repent at all because he never sinned as the Son of God. But But he was baptized in order to set an example for us. So we can see the pattern established by Jesus Christ in the passage we read. That after a person becomes a disciple or believer, they should be baptized in water. Now, moving on to the next question or issue we'll look at. Does water baptism itself save us? Now, at the beginning, of course, we looked at the example of the thief on the cross. That Jesus said that he will be in heaven with him, or in paradise, as he said. But he wasn't baptized. Now let's look at a couple of verses, couple of great verses in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9. And so I'll read those. Ephesians 2 verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. So here it says salvation is a gift from God. And at the beginning of our passage here, Ephesians 2, it says that we are all dead in our sins before we are a believer. That we've all sinned against God in one way or another every single day. We've all broken the Ten Commandments. And even when we have wrong thoughts and attitudes, that's sin against God. Whether it be lust or anger or unforgiveness, all those things are sins against God. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Eternity in hell forever, which is what all of us deserve. But Jesus Christ came, the Son of God, and died on the cross in our place, and rose on the third day and is alive
now.
And there is nothing that we can do to earn our salvation. But only to put our trust and faith in Jesus Christ alone. And then we are given the gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation. And so moving to our next question. What is the importance of water baptism? It is a public confession of Jesus Christ for a believer. And Acts chapter 2 verse 38, I'll read then. Acts chapter 2 verse 38 says, "And Peter, the apostle Peter, said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'"
So
again, baptism here is a command for a true believer. And with the love of God poured out towards us as believers, we should want to respond to Jesus Christ from the heart. Which is what Ning is doing today. Not to earn his salvation at all, which we cannot do. But as a response in love towards Jesus Christ. And our next question is, what does water baptism symbolize, which is closely associated with what we've just been talking about? What does it symbolize? So let's read a couple of verses in Romans chapter 6. And we'll read Romans 6 verses 1 to 5. Romans 6 from verse 1, the Apostle Paul writes, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." So we are identifying ourselves with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Going down into the water represents that we have died to our old sinful self. In verse 4 here it says that we were buried with him by baptism into death. And And as we come out of the water, or as Ning comes out of the water today, this represents that he has been raised previously to new life. And the second part of verse 4 says, that we just read, the second part of verse 4, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
And
so as believers, we are to live a new life in Jesus Christ. Repenting of our sins. And following the Lord. So in being baptized, we are publicly identifying ourselves with Jesus Christ. It is showing what has already happened previously. That the Lord has saved us. And that we have devoted ourselves to following Jesus Christ and not the ways of the world. So water baptism is an outward expression of what has previously happened on the inside of us. That the Lord has converted us, has saved us. And that we are a follower of Jesus Christ. And declaring that publicly in water baptism. And so the next question is, how should we be baptized? In other words, full immersion or sprinkling? The New Testament was originally written in Greek. And the word that we have for baptize is baptizo in Greek. It means to dip completely. And it was a word used to describe like a piece of cloth or clothing, for example. Which was completely dipped into a dye to change its colour. So in other words, in the New Testament, to be baptized means to be fully immersed in water. And there are clear examples of this in the New Testament. Now, we won't go through it, but in the baptism of Jesus Christ himself, when he was baptized as an example for us, it says in Matthew 3, where you can find it, that he went up from the water. In other words, he had been clearly fully immersed in the water when he was baptized. And so today we've looked at the meaning of baptism and what it symbolizes.
And
now we come to the baptism of Ning Shaudhry.
And I've known Ning
for a couple of years now personally.
And I've
seen him grow a lot as a believer.
Especially
in the last, say,
6 to 9 months. And
by the grace of God, I feel a special part of what's happening today.
Because
the Lord caused us to cross paths at a crucial time in Ning's walk with the
Lord. Now,
this was not my doing at all what
happened.
But the glory goes fully to God. Let me explain what
happened.
About a year ago, Ning was in a church called the Melbourne Church of Christ.
Now, this has
nothing to do with the normal Church of Christ, which we're a part of. It is part of a separate denomination. And by the way, I asked Ning whether it was okay if I share all this, and he said yes. So as a fairly new believer, he was with the Melbourne Church of Christ for a number of months. Now, this church basically taught a works-based salvation. That you have to earn your way to heaven by doing certain
things.
And this included water baptism.
They taught
that you had to be baptized in order to be saved.
And while Ning was
at that church, he got baptized. Remembering that he was a fairly new believer, so he didn't really fully understand things at that
time. And then about
a year ago, I bumped into Ning by accident in Springvale Shopping Centre.
Shopping centre.
I was actually walking through a part of Springvale where I rarely
go. And
I ran into Ning by accident, but by God's design, I would say. And he was sitting there with a couple of people from Melbourne Church of Christ. And then later that day, we began to speak about things on the phone.
And
Ning was eager to hear what was said. And to compare things with what the Bible says, he was very eager to
learn. And
so very soon he left that church and started coming here.
And
And I also should say that God used others here too to encourage Ning and to talk to him as
well.
And this year, Ning has been discipled by
Toa.
And has clearly grown a lot this year. And so why is Ning getting baptized today? The answer is simple and biblical. That conscience-wise, Ning wants to be baptized in the proper biblical way. Not as a means to earn his salvation or keep his salvation, but as a response out of love to Jesus Christ. Publicly declaring that Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior. And publicly declaring God's mercy and grace upon him.
And
so today it is a wonderful joy and privilege to that we can witness his baptism here today in the proper biblical way. So let us pray. Father, we just thank you so much for your grace and mercy towards us. In particular, we pray for Ning today. We thank you so much the way that you've worked in his life. The grace and love and mercy that you've poured out upon him. And we just pray that you would just continue to lead and guide him in his walk with you. And Lord, we also pray for any unbelievers here today. We just thank you so much for each person who's here. And we pray that if anyone hasn't truly repented and turn to you, that they would bow in repentance and faith towards you, and that you would have mercy and love upon them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We hope you've been encouraged from today's sermon. If you would like further information about Springville South Church, please visit our website at www.springvillesouthchurch.org.au.